Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars.
GonkDroid.com, explain what's going on with this.
Okay, so I've been collecting toys for a long, long time now. And basically, like, I go around and buy collections from people. So I buy collections and I'm always upgrading my collection. I'm always buying pieces, you know. It comes to the point where I had like 40 like Darth Vaders, vintage ones. And I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to pick my favorite, the best looking one for my own personal collection, which I do. And you imagine that over time you get 40 Stormtroopers, you get, you know what I mean? It goes down the line. You're like, oh, 25 Stormtroopers, I have 26 Greedos, you know what I mean? Like, you have all these figures, and I'm like, well, what? I don't need all these. Like, I don't need all these. And, like, I'd post them, like, on Instagram that I'm buying stuff, and some people are like, hey, man, like, you ever want to sell them? Let me know, you know? And you should start a store. You should start, you know, selling your extra pieces. Like, we totally buy them because they're just sitting, like, they were sitting in, like, my garage, like, in boxes, like, stacks of boxes. And I'm just like, you know what? Like, I only really want, like, the best ones. So I'm like, I'm going to start doing that. So I created a website, and just the second I created it, I launched it on Instagram. I told everybody, all right, it's basically just for my followers, people who see it. You know, I'm like, this is cool. You know what I mean? Like, these people, they want to collect. They're awesome. Like, the people that follow me are freaking the coolest people. Like, I talk to them about Star Wars all day, which is, like, the greatest release ever at the end of the day. It's like, oh, man, finally people like me. So I'm like, this is a great idea. This is cool. I start selling them to these people, and they're loving it. They're like, oh my God, dude, this is so cool that you're putting your collections on there. So now I'm posting the collections that I buy, and I'm letting them get a chance to grab these figures that I, you know, they're just going to sit in my freaking garage for so long. I'm putting them up there. They're buying them. I'm talking Star Wars about it with them. I'm teaching them certain things about how to tell if a weapon's fake, how if it's real. All these, like, questions are going on, and it makes it so much fun to actually, like, go back with other people, because over the last, like, 20 years, like, I've never had that experience. I was always made fun of, oh, it's that fucking Star Wars nerd. Oh, it's the Rain Man of Star Wars coming by, you know what I mean? I'm just like, Jesus Christ.
Now, I never heard that Rain Man of Star Wars. That's pretty good.
I get that a lot, man.
I like that.
I'll be like, oh, 15 Stormtrooper, 15 Star Wars blasters, 12 Darth Vader helmet. You know,
that's a compliment. That means you're an Oscar award-winning Star Wars fan.
Yeah, I know.
You're the Hoffman of Star Wars.
So it's like, all right, so I got this store up, you know what I mean? So it's great.
Grand Moff Hoffman. .com. We're starting that right now.
Buy the domain right now. Let's just start pushing it out. We'll start throwing other stuff. My extras of extras will start through there. So yeah. So I start putting these toys up there, and then automatically, like, I'm meeting more people that are into collecting vintage figures, and I'm like, wow, man, this is cool. Like, it's weird being out there alone because I don't really know that many people that are into Star Wars as much as me. So it's been a nice outlet for that. And at the same time, it's like I get to produce what I get, you know, to other people. So I'm like, all right. So I have the store going. It's going well. People are going on there. They're buying stuff. I'm getting more collections, posting me doing stupid things on my Instagram. And that's basically where it's at. And then, like, where I come in with him, it's like he has his own thing, which is the Sith Fits. And we're like, dude, let's start, like, producing other shirts. Let's start doing more stuff. You know what I mean? Like, so we started up this. I don't know if you saw the AT-AT t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right?
It's awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's totally cool. We got to figure out your size later, too, so we'll talk about that. But I'm just, yeah. So, like, we did the Slave One, and it's just like, gosh, man, like.
So we should explain. It's sort of like taken off the back art of the boxes, the vintage boxes, which used to sort of be like a one color.
It's the actual instructions that are put in the boxes.
Ah, it's instructions.
The instructions. It's assembly instructions. So, like, you know, if you open the booklet, you'll have, like, the sticker sheet, like, where you put your stickers on, you know, with number, you know, put your batteries in this compartment, stuff like that. And we're looking at it one day, like, dude, I have stacks of these. Like, they're in this, like, little binder I have. And I'm like, man, what can we do? And, like, we just sat there and we're like, dude, this would be great for the collector. Like, this would get them, like, as one, I've never seen anything like this. I don't see like too many Kenner shirts or stuff like that. And I'm like, dude, I want something like this. I could wear it. I want the Star Wars stuff. So that's where we came in, and we're like, we've been friends for years since where we used to work, and then that's where we started coming in together and putting our ideas, and then, you know, we got more shirts coming, more ideas. We got toys hopefully coming. We got more Sith fits coming, and like it's
exactly.
It's just like a weird like.
And the Sith fits is like the Misfits.
Yeah, yeah.
Mashed up with Darth Vader.
Yeah.
And you know, to kind of go back to that storyline where Tony and I, or Gonk Droid and I, just met. You know, I did this Sith fits design back when we worked together, and I showed him one day. I was like, hey, you like Star Wars. I know you like Star Wars, blah, blah, blah.
I was like, what do you got, man?
So I said, hey, check out this thing that I did. Because I knew he liked punk rock, too, and his Misfits logo that he tattooed on himself. I said, you're going to love this piece of art that I did. Check this out. So I showed him, and he just dropped a load right then and there. He's like, you know, C-3PO's bone has nothing on this guy right here.
It was pretty golden.
A load of spice.
Yeah, a load of spice, yeah.
Because there was an Imperial entanglement.
Han Solo was smuggling that. You know,
so, you know, I never really did anything with this logo. I just said, this is just something fun that I did on the side. And it was just kind of just for a personal kind of deal, the Sith fits.
And it was great because, like, around that time, like, I was blogging. I had my Gonk Droid blog. And
he asked
I was throwing it up there. And people...
He asked me, he goes, can I put this on on my blog? And I said, yeah, go ahead. Take it. Run with it. Mm-hmm.
Blew up, man. It was
cool. It just really blew up. And without, you know, the funny thing was, without really kind of me knowing, because I wasn't really following his blog at the time or anything like that.
Some friend, right?
All of a sudden I start.
Sorry about that.
Hey, man, I'll. You said what we're all thinking.
I'll post some stuff of yours, promote you, and yeah, you don't even know what
to. So, yeah, so what happens is this. Right. So we
heard the story about how you got together.
Yeah.
But what's the story about you breaking apart? Well, we did this podcast one day, and and then I worked out he's an asshole. Yeah.
The end.
Yeah, that's where we come to each other a lot. Like, we both realize that we're both like assholes. So, and that's where we get along. That's where it works so much.
It's a nice combination of interests.
Have you ever worked in like a corporate job or anything where you're just like, you're just singled out. It's just you. You know what I mean? Like, you're just sitting in this freaking cubicle doing your stuff, running your reports.
It was a total job like that. Total.
And you don't really have an outlet. And like, the next person you work with is just, you know, some freaking annoying person, whatever. And it was cool because me and him, we were like, oh man, punk rock, Star Wars. Like, dude, we're going to lunch every day. We're like doing this. You know what I mean? Like, we're having a good freaking time. And that's where we came from. And like, that's what started the idea of like, dude,
exactly.
That's what started the idea. That's what got us to like actually like want to hang out more outside of work, because we had the exact same interests: music, Star Wars. That's what we wanted to do.
Punk rock, Star Wars, punk rock. I mean, it was all just a mashup of just good interests. Like as he's saying. I mean, and so yeah. I mean, he threw that on his blog, and it just got really big, kind of without me really knowing it, because I wasn't really. And then one day I kind of did an internet search, and I start seeing, or maybe you sent it to me.
Yeah, people saying, like ripping it off and stuff. Is
there's cool. People, there's people running with your idea.
Of course, you know, us ripping off Star Wars and Misfits, but you know, that's nothing right there. You know?
Right. What is an original idea anyway? Yeah, I mean, let's just throw that out there.
Yeah. So,
But anyway, so he gets back to me one day and he's like, hey man, there's, you know, This is your design, exactly my design, but on somebody else's shirt. And, you know, at that point I said, well, you know what? This is crazy that I have to kind of pick it up and run with it and you know, take it back. It's mine. It's my idea. It's a great idea. And it's something that, like I said, I mean, you know, he promoted, he threw it on his blog, and therefore I think it really became a real thing at that point to, you know, get out there, put on shirts, stickers, you know, et cetera. So that being said, I mean, that's a great thing.
Mm.
And it's a great relationship in the fact of now that we're doing these shirts together with the Star Wars toys and the vintage Star Wars toys, like, it really ties in both of our interests together.
It's cool, and it gives us an excuse to, like, go to conventions together and just goof off, drink beer, and sell toys and shirts. So it's kind of fun and talk to people, which I love.
Yeah, I do too. That's the best thing.
Do you know the brand The Hundreds?
Yes.
Yeah. So on the episode that I did with Bobby Hundreds, one of the co-owners.
Oh, great. Yeah.
And one of the things we talked about was just lamenting that, like Star Wars clothing.
Right, right, right.
It's hard to find stuff that's wearable for what I like. Like I like that sort of like skate t-shirt
exactly
type deal. So yeah, that's why when I saw the t-shirts you were doing, I was like, oh yes.
Yeah, Sithfits is such a great. I mean, and there's so much of this really, and I love all, everyone's mashup designs of what's going on. I mean, there's a nice nerdy sensibility to it, you know, that I can really appreciate, and maybe a lot of people don't appreciate or they don't know. Maybe let's just say,
dude, my favorite of all time, like that's still going on, is like one of my buddies is Don Calamari. His Black Dad t-shirt. I don't know if you ever saw that. It's so amazing.
What is it?
Black Dad. It's like Black Flag, but it's like Vader. It's like the flag, but like Vader heads on the top. It's
like the bars are actually like the shape of Vader.
Yeah,
oh,
that guy. No. That guy is the greatest of all time. I would definitely check him.
He's another guy that helped me. He posted on his site or his Instagram as well for me as well, and it just you know, I start blowing up in my followers as a result. He does some other really great designs as well too. Definitely check him out.
Yeah, that's sick. And so, why did you go with the store instead of just selling the toys on eBay?
I felt it was more like more personal on a mm-hmm. personal level. Like if I did it just to like people on Instagram and stuff like that, like I knew like there's certain Star Wars groups like on Facebook that will only like want to buy through PayPal and like they don't want to go on eBay. And there's people that, you know, don't feel comfortable going on eBay, like, to, like, rank up the price and stuff like that. So I was like, you know what, like, if I'm going to do this, like, I'm going to put it to set a set price what I think it's worth based off condition and stuff like that. I'm not going to have people, like, fight for it. Like, I don't want, like, 10 of my friends auctioning for one piece, you know what I mean? Like, it's here, it's this price, get it, and they're going to just get it, you know what I mean? Like, and I'm going to sell it for you cheaper than eBay, too, because I don't want you to have to, like, they're toys, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, I already have them. I just want you to be able to get them too. Like, I'm paying a little cheaper. I'm make a couple bucks to make it easier for you to do that. I'm going to do that. eBay, you're going to rank up the money. You know what I mean? It's just.
I feel like you're almost like, in a way, like a preservation society for the vintage Star Wars toys. I mean, when I first saw this level of
sure.
commitment to vintage Star Wars and the toys and his knowledge of it as well, too.
I know. My knowledge is like. It's stupid.
You're insane, dude. I'm you know,
the Star Wars
and
Rain
so,
Man.
You know, right away, I mean, there were so many more.
It's what I do outside, like, my own job. Like, I'm a Star Wars consultant, too, for a toy company, so it's kind of like.
Well, and there it is, as he should be.
Hmm. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, I work for Jack Specific. It's a toy
we can't
company.
Say that.
Oh, shoot. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, basically, I don't know if you've seen those 31-inch action figures that we have all over the office and in stores, but these are the ones that I get to help out and make. And
what? How do you mean help out and make?
Well, basically, it's like you put people in a room.
He poses for them.
Yeah, I pose. No, I mean, like, there's certain toys and stuff like that. Like, okay, you're going to be presented with an action figure to somebody, and you're going to just produce them. You know what I mean? You see toys that are made, and you're just like, well, that's wrong. That's not right. Like, why are we putting out this action figure right now? It's like, I kind of like to help them steer out, like, the way of, like, okay, guys, like, for Comic-Con, for instance, you see the Shadow Trooper? Have you seen that Comic-Con? We have one right here. So basically,
I saw the lines for them at Comic Con.
Yeah, I was there. So yeah. You probably saw me like, oh my God, what's going on here? Why are all these people here for this? But it was great, you know, like.
So your exclusive was the Shadow Stormtrooper, which is essentially a Stormtrooper that's black.
Yeah, from the Expanded Universe, yes. It's like this Comic Con exclusive we have here. It was like, okay, we're going to make a Stormtrooper. It's like, what can we make outside? Like, what else can we make with that Stormtrooper mold? Let's call in the Gonk Droid. So they'll come to me, and I'll be like, all right, well, let's put up like a plan. Like, okay, so we can make a Shadow Trooper. We can make a Shock Trooper. You know what I mean? Like, just off the Clone Troopers that we have. Like, basically, like, ideas to make off of different Star Wars figures that we have molding from. Stuff like that.
It like, sounds like you're, like, the finger on the pulse to what needs to be made.
Yeah, and, you know, and it's like, we have such a great team that, like, we all sit down together and we talk about it, and they'll ask me, well, why should we do this? Why should we do that? Why should we make a Stormtrooper first? And I'm like, well, basically, as a collector, I would want that, because I want 10 of these things inside my house.
So is your role at Jax to be the guy complaining on the internet before the guy on the internet gets to complain?
Yeah, I guess you could say something like that. I get to actually say, no, I don't want this. You know what I mean? Yeah. And they're going to listen to me and be like, all right, well, let's not pull the trigger on that figure right now. This guy might be onto something based off of what he, you know, what he has in his own collection.
To hear the full episode, along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys, as well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.